Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, thank you. So for this morning, I entitle my message, Make Room for Season of Change. Yeah. Scripture portion is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. Let us all read together. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in truth, righteousness, and holiness. Amen. Okay. For this morning, I have an object lesson.
Onion that I cut into half, but this, the slide is actually, you know, the top view, the onion. Okay. I'm going to do a
Thank you, Pastor Alvin. I'm going to do a demonstration. Our life is like an onion. As we peel it off layer by layer, whatever that is not so desirable, it is being put off. Like we take off all our dirty clothing. So we remove the layer of the onion one by one. Can you smell the pungent smell? Okay. It's very strong. It's very sharp. Can cry. Okay, Pastor. It will make you cry. That's why I need to keep it far away. Especially if you're a housewife or homemaker, when you go and chop the onion, you know. It is really a life lesson that we can gather from the life of an onion. Thank you, Pastor Alvin. Okay. So for today, I have a disclaimer. This poem is not written by me. I found it long time ago from somewhere. It was so meaningful that I kept a copy of it. Thank God I managed to find it in my treasure box. So here it is, The Onion by Unknown Poet. I was an onion before Christ set me free. Layers upon layers of iniquities. An ugly old onion whose fragrance was strong, that my Jesus brought and loved all along. Unknown to me what he was going to do, of what he was planning, I had not a clue. Pulling each layer off one by one in order to make me more like Jesus the Son. The first layer wasn't so bad. I saw all the sins that I knew I had. They were easy to fix. Just change the way I talk and learn more of how he wanted me to walk. Reading his word and learning again how to put aside my life of sin. But the next layer was pulled, which hurt more. He was getting closer to the core. Unknown what he would find there, I simply gave it to him in prayer. As another layer was removed, he started to cry. Pulling this layer brought pain to my Father on high. And I was crying over the sadness I felt, the brokenness and all of the guilt, past memories that I thought were gone, but they were buried under layers disguised in a fragrance so strong. As onions are peeled more and more, they put tears in our eyes as we get close to the core. So my Father wept over my pain, giving me a balm of comfort and strength to sustain. No more layers, I would scream, as he continued to peel each layer off of me. I will have nothing left, my Lord. What will I do? I will be nothing but a worthless call to you. But he simply said, trust me, continuing to peel. I believe he was blinded to my pain that was so real. Year after year, I shrunk more and more until all that was left of this onion was a core. It was then that I began to understand. As the Lord embraced me in his loving hand, he said, now and only now can you be the creation that will minister before me. Clothed with the righteousness only from above, gone are your layers of self so you can be filled with my love. He took my layers of sin, hurt and strife, hurt and pain, and clothed me with love, truth, and mercy in his name. Yes, we are all onions, learning with each day how to overcome as each layer is taken away. Some layers tear and pull at our heart, while others grieve us to our inmost part. But we are nothing but an ugly onion without Christ, layers upon layers of pride, sin, and strife. Only God can take these layers away and clothe us with his righteousness in the final day. What is the righteousness? I go ahead of my points. The wedding of the Lamb has come. His bride, that means the church of God, has made herself ready. She was given a bridal gown of bright and shining linen. The linen is the righteousness of the saint. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. Okay. So let us come back. Based on the scripture portion just now, what were we taught? We were taught, when we came to know Jesus, we were taught about him. Jesus is the truth. Can everyone say, Jesus is the truth? And we heard about him, learned about him. The truth is in Jesus, revealed in his life and personified in him. So our aim today is to know Jesus. To know Jesus, his heartbeat. To be known by him, the intents of our own heart. And to make him known, to be more like Jesus. As usual, I'll have 3 points to my message. wrote Ephesians to remind the Christian there that Jesus has reconciled them to God. The gospel has formed a multi-ethnic community of Christ followers. Therefore, they are called to live in love in the light of Jesus Christ within their community and family. No longer in the futility of their thinking, darkened in their understanding, separated from God in ignorant living due to their heart hardening. They were given over to sensuality, indulgent in every kind of impurity. They are greedy, having loss of all sensitivity. So, the first point is deceitfulness of old self. That's why the Lord needs to strip us off layer upon layer. Whether we are willing or not, you will know that some circumstances in life will cause us that we say, God, have your own way. Just remove it from me. Okay? Lay aside your former nature, put off and discard your old self, which characterized your previous manner of life, our former conversation, becoming corrupt through lust and desires that spring from delusion. What is delusion? Delusion is a false belief. In our mind, in our own understanding, we made assumption. Occurring especially in mental conditions, misinterpretation, self-deception, etc., have been formed and shaped through culture into structure, background to keep us bound. We normalize it without we realize. Adapt to it, so we just accept law. Conform rather than be transformed. Fit into it, no longer be led by the Spirit. If only we knew, whatever residue, though maybe just a few, thank God it is not for public view. Only to Him alone He is able to renew. There's a saying, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. In Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for everything we do flow from it. So as we think in our heart and guard our heart, I always will say, from the head to the heart. The mouth speaks of what the heart is full of. What we say flows from what is in our heart. So, 3 H and 1 M. The head, the heart, the hands, and the mouth. Let us make room for changes in our mindset, in our heart, in our deeds, and in our speech. This leads me to the second point. Newness in the attitude of our minds. I quoted from different versions, NKJV, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Again, our mind. Our understanding. NLV is New Life Version. Let your minds and hearts be made new. Our mind and our heart, very important. And NLT, New Living Translation, instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and your attitude. These are all interrelated. Whole being from the inside out. Okay? 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. Just the beginning of his internal working. Inner dealing brings healing. Along this journey, we are progressing. Onward, forward, Christward, moving. So here, I would like to make a comparison between the old and the new nature. The old life, compared to the new life that we can experience in Christ. Dead in sin. That's why layers upon layers, everything that holds us captive will be removed one by one. And even as we come to know the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, our spirit is alive and we are alive in Christ Jesus. The old man is dead and the new man is alive. We are born again. Separated from God because we do not know him. But now, through Jesus, we are reconciled to God through Jesus and Jesus alone. Okay? And I would like to add here, just now, the strong smell, very pungent, compared to the fragrance of Christ and the fragrance of life. Do you know that it is a verse in the Bible? We are called to spread the fragrance of Christ and the fragrance of life, and not the other way around. Okay, our choice to decide better be wise because we have only one life. Whatever breaks your heart is part of a divine design to bring change. Just now, Joel prayed. We, having lived our daily walk, our daily life, we face a lot of challenges, circumstances, situations that sometimes we are worried. We are heavy laden. We are so stressed, overwhelming. If all this, whatever that is breaking our heart, is a divine plan, that we cannot remain the same. Change is good. Tell your neighbor, change is good. Well, not convinced at all. Change is good. Change for the better. No one wants to change for the worse, right? Amen. I hope so. So let us all make room for change. Cannot afford to remain the same. Stop giving excuses. All are lame. Fire of revival, set it aflame. We start anew, now and here. No more playing games. Amen. Give glory to God. Amen. Okay. Each of us is of certain kind. We have some spots which are blind, need a change in heart, attitude, and mind. Put off old self and be taught line by line, humble and teachable as we are being refined so that our renewed self will brightly shine. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, now is the time. Here is the place. We are not here by chance. Only our lives, Father God could enhance. I repeat, our lives, only Father God could enhance. Others will just give us a side eye glance. Okay, this one additional. You know? So, let us make room to embrace the new things God is doing. Let us walk in the newness of life. So, this is my third point. First one, do some recap. deceitfulness of old self. Second one, newness in the attitude of our mind. And the third one is Christ-likeness. The new self in true righteousness and holiness. Such a big word, right? Okay, I simplify it. Means right living and true living, all for God's glory. Who is our shepherd? Jesus, the Lord Jesus. Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. So, verse 3, he restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Romans 1:17, For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous one will live by faith. Again, I want to make a comparison. The lifestyle between the old and the new. This is from the subsequent verses, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 to 32, and also a recap of what Dr. Chin's sermon, the beginning of this month. Be kind and compassion. So from the old self and the new self, the opposite of one another. Falsehood, and in Christ Jesus, he is the truth. So we walk in the truth. Anger, and we also put on the gospel shoe of peace. So Christ is our peace. The third one, theft. No, we no longer steal, but we be generous with all that God has entrusted to us. Gossip. In return, we want to speak life. We want to bring encouragement, okay, to lift people up. Instead of revenge, let us extend forgiveness, even as our Father forgive us. Promiscuity versus self-control. Not by might, not by power, but by God's Holy Spirit in different one of us. Drunkenness versus God's Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, you may ask me one question. Is it a list of do's and don'ts? Are we returning back to the law? The answer is, thank you for the no. No, and absolutely no. It is not what we do, but it is the being deep within us, our heart. Okay? So if you look at the new self, the new nature is actually being embodied in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Go through Ephesians chapter 6, the full armor of God. Okay? He's our truth, he's our righteousness, he's our peace, he's our salvation, he's our faith, and he is the word of God. So Christ is our righteousness and holiness. Jesus is our supreme example. Now, in the New Testament, the hero of faith with the tremendous change from the old to the new nature, the great transformation, he is none other than Saul, the persecutor, to Paul, the preacher and epistles writer. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 to 10, you can, I shall read for you. In his history, in the history of Saul, it is said that, I have reason to put confidence in the flesh. I have more circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law. I am faultless. Wow. This is top-notch, huh? In the religious hierarchy. That was who Paul was. Okay? But after he came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, he became Paul. So, it is stated that I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord. Do you count it a benefit? Again, our treasure when we know Jesus as our personal Lord and Savior. Let us not take for granted. For whose sake I've lost all things. I consider the past garbage, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ, and yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His suffering, becoming like Him in His death. As we journey through the discipleship in Christ Jesus, we need to learn to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him. The Word of God is like a mirror. Look at it. Everything's intact and proper. Life-transforming story is a miracle. You and your testimony, not a mistake nor error. Saving grace of our Heavenly Father, trust Him. Beyond what we could ask, He is more than able. So, I would like to paraphrase the saying. Instead of where, I put who. I am not who I want to be, but thank God, I am not who I used to be. I repeat, I am not who I want to be, but thank God, I am not who I used to be. It is no longer I, me, myself, or we, us, ourselves, but Christ in me, in you, in us, through us, and with us. Let's make room for Christ to be glorified through it all at all times. So, from deceitfulness of old self, Jesus set us free. The newness in the attitude of our mind, the Holy Spirit renew our thoughts and attitude through the conviction of the Spirit, and Christ-likeness, new self in true righteousness and holiness. By faith, we live by following Jesus. Brothers and sisters, spiritual maturity is measured in terms of persevering faith, not perfect behavior. How many of us here, we think we are perfect? Please don't put up your hand. No one, none of us, we are perfect. So let us not compare, start to judge, start to ridicule, start to tear down. We are all still work in progress. Amen? Still being changed and transformed day by day, moment by moment. I would like to invite the worship team to come on stage as I conclude my message. Okay, so for the application, I sense the impression, not only individually, personal aspects of our own lives, but I believe these changes, inclusive of our covenant of love, within marriage, family, and collectively as a church, family in Christ. I was so blessed. I didn't know Pastor Alvin is going to show. I knew about men ministry, but the video clip just now sum up everything. The transformation, the changes. And may I add something? Not only the men, but the women. Please don't give yourself excuse. The men only. The women already make the majority. So we can relax. and chill. No, it's all of us, children of the Most High God. And before we can venture further to impact the community, society, and nations, let us just be still. Amen. Thank you, God. From the object lesson of the onion, layered by layered, being removed, what remains is the core. There's more than enough. That's what matters the most. Our heart. The heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. We have only one heart. One heart to worship God. We have only one heart, one life to live for Him. Even as I prepared the message, I sense so strongly. I would like to encourage all of us here, no matter what the storms of life may be, through the fire we will not be burnt, through the water we will not be drowned. If we make Jesus as the center of our lives, He is the main focus through it all. Let us allow Him to do the deeper and greater work, removing layer by layer. No matter how painful, uncomfortable, that we want to shout and scream, and we want to say, enough. I pray by His grace, power of the Holy Spirit, we will persevere on. What remains is the core. It is the heart, your heart and my heart. It is the heart of worship. Let us return back to the first love we once shared with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The very first love, the very first time we encounter the Lord, the very first time we say, yes, Lord, You are the one that I was searching for. Yes, Lord, You are the one that can fill the gap deep within my heart. It is unhindered, pure, and delightful to our Abba Daddy. It is not adulterated. And from this heart, we come to Heavenly Father by faith. It is a simple, childlike faith, not complicated at all. Come as who we are, allowing His word, like a living water, to wash us, to cleanse us, to sanctify us from our mind to our heart, to our deeds and speech. Another thing is, my brother and sisters, there is no comparison between you and me. You are the favorite child of God. You are His favorite. Don't try to earn His unmerited favor, because it is given unto us grace, because of His grace. So, take heart. Your identity is intact in Christ. You are the child of the Most High. And there is no competition. There is no competition. I am faster than you. I am left behind. You are so slow. You are so fast. But let us flow along at our own pace. Some of us, we just come to know the Lord. Let us just take one step at a time. You may be like a baby Christian. You don't expect a child, a baby, to run. They need to learn to crawl. After that, help them, alongside with them, step by step. Flow along at our own pace. So these are some of the impression upon my heart as I want to conclude this message. Let's make room. Make room for the Lord. And even as we are entering into a season of change, from I hope to change to I want to change, it's just a verbal lip service. I hope to change one fine day. I want to change with all my heart. I really want to change. I pray by the conviction of the Holy Spirit, we will be awakened. I need to change. And I choose to change. There's a level of commitment. And finally, through faith, by God's ever-sufficient grace and power of His Holy Spirit, I will change and I can change. Amen. Amen. Let us stand as we worship the Lord. Hallelujah.